We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
That's right, Brass. Wait, which way? This way. That's it, right there. Flaming pile of crap. That's what this game was. We suck again. The Heat suck again. I don't know what just happened. I don't know what I just watched. I just watched this Heat team just get their doors blown off by an Atlanta Hawks team without Trae Young and Clint Capella. Welcome into Hangover Time. I am Alf954. I can't even get it right tonight. I'm Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954, your host of the Miami Heat Beat postgame show Hangover Time. We are having a drip drop Friday, and it could not have come at a better time because we need to drink the pain away. I don't have shit else to say about this game, so bring me out, Brass. That's right. Right there in the corner. There it is. The graphics on this show are amazing. And what a night to have the Minister of Heat Propaganda, Ryan Cortez, on the show with us. I am sorry that this is the game that you had to sit through to come on the post-game show, but we always love having you here. Thank you for coming on, Ryan. What's going on? How you feeling tonight? Where's the Minister of Propaganda at after a game like that?
Well, I mean, it went from, you know, entering this Zoom talking shit about Zach Lowe, and now I'm here to apologize to Zach Lowe because – we all got carried away, man.
We really dunking did.
On Zach Lowe, yep. And dancing, and I'm sorry, Zach. Like, I got carried away. I sound and feel a bit. What the fuck is Solana doing here? Who let him in?
Oh, Solana made it. Yes,
there he is.
That's one, Solana.
Nice to see you as well, Parakeet. Nice to see you as
What's
well,
up, brother. No, I feel and sound a little bit deflated. But so here's the one bit of Heat propaganda I will give you, okay? Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the league. He designs game plans every night depending on, you know, this point doesn't really hold up tonight because we lost, but I'll get to it. Every night he designs a spectacular defensive game plan unlike any in the league. Tonight it didn't go so well. But the point being that the Hawks were missing Trae Young and Clint Capella, and so the game plan that Spo had designed, he had to throw out. And so this is sort of one of those games that is – it hurts. It's not a fun watch, but it means nothing. Like in the finals, when we're back there, this is irrelevant. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when Spo has time and he knows who's going to play, it's a win. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I think
he convinced me.
That was an Eric Reed argument at the end of the game. And I was like, bro, come on. I was like, come on, man. Like, we're grasping at straws here. If the Heat were better off with if they had to play Trae Young and Clint Capella. No, they weren't. They were getting killed on the boards by guys I didn't even know played in the NBA. So I love the attempt by Eric Reed. I love the attempt by Ryan. But holy shit, this was bad. And that's why we need to get to the drinking. So, Brass, what are we drinking tonight? I want to know what the fuck the Heat's bench was drinking tonight, by the way. They had fucking Hennessy on the fucking bench tonight. They were, Clamato. I mean, they Clamato or something. Ryan, what are you drinking tonight?
I mean, look, I've got this fancy Heat cup. I had this whole spiel about how, you know, I've got this, you know, this fucking Brooklyn local beer and it's Heat culture. I mean, whatever, dude. It's high school now.
It's drink all bullshit now. I can't even put it up. No.
Yeah, I have some more takes. I'll get to them later. Let's drink for now. Or at least I'm going to pour my drink. Go ahead, guys.
All right, Moose. Let's go. Let's hit it one time real quick.
Let's just get to it because we're all fucking depressed. And the only cure is the liquid juice, baby. So, you know, I got my monkey shoulder. And I'm going to hit him one time with a drip drop.
Wow, by the way, echoes. Fucking drip drop was minus 20 tonight. That fucking bench. Oof, all right. Brass, what fancy shit you got for us tonight?
Well... Yeah, I made this drink. Like, I needed something that was just going to make me feel better. And I don't know. I mean, this is nothing like crazy. It's just a cool drink. It's called a Lava Flow. You know, it's basically like a pina colada with some coffee liqueur on it. You know, so it's a nice little mix. But like, I don't know, man. I probably should have gone for something harder after that.
I love how Brass comes through with like these fancy cocktails. Me, the host of the show, has fucking cheap vodka and Sprite in a cup I got for free somewhere.
Well, I try mixing it up because I get shit if I just pour stuff on the rocks. Like people are expecting more from me or something.
Why are you dressed like a pilot that just got off his shift and then you say something like, oh, a cool drink, a pina colada? Like there's nothing cool about that.
That's two, man.
I am not. You don't fuck with the producer.
No,
I didn't even know where he was going with that one.
I don't know. I'll let him back in.
Especially with his track record on drinks. Seriously. Christian, what are you drinking tonight?
Keeping it real simple tonight. Straight up bottle of George Clooney's Finest. We took the time to infuse this with some jalapeno. All you got to do, you take one jalapeno, slice it up nice and easy, throw it in there, let it sit overnight. If you like it with a little bit of kick, if you like it like really spicy, maybe throw two jalapenos in there. You know, like a good size, about this big, you know? Comes out really great, really adds a nice little kick to it. And I have a shot glass that says, you know, because we're still family despite all the losing. So, you know, drip drop game, you know, I'll drink this and put stuff in here and you'll watch me get drunk.
Love it. That's what we're
here I like for. This show better than
we infused jalapenos. You just fucking threw jalapenos in there and shit.
It's infused with jalapenos.
Okay, man. Like you put jalapenos in it. Like enough.
Yeah. Relax, Top Chef. All right.
I have been watching. That's actually what we're watching now. We got through Master Chef. Now we're watching Top Chef.
It's fantastic. Great. It's
really cool. Well, we have a Top Chef breakdown, right? You have that prepared, Christian? We do play-by-play for...
Oh, I can break it down on MasterChef. We went through that whole shit. We're still in the first season. It's like back in like 2004. That show's old. I did not realize.
Break it down this game.
Yeah,
have you ever seen stuff from like 2004? It looks like from like the 80s, but it's 2004.
Honestly, way to be a part of the show, Solana. Like, you show up fucking late.
It was right when we were going to get
coming late. You start talking shit. Show.
And you're talking shit to Brass? Are you? I mean,
we had to fill with some Top Chef talk. And it's
fine line, my brother. Fine line.
Chris pulled out the Miami Heat shot glass, and I went looking for mine. I failed, but
we're doing a show, Solana.
Yeah, at least you're not a professional producer who knows what to do in these spots, not to hang them out to dry.
No, I'm fine with that. Like,
I did get a
Senor
Frogs. Listen, I'm a prop.
You did that to get a Senor Frogs fucking shot glass?
I couldn't find my Heat shot glass. I couldn't find it, Alf. What do you want me to do?
Neither could
I want you to not leave the show in the middle of the fucking show.
All right, well, let me make it up to you with my drink. Let me make it up to you.
Brass, get the button ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
I brought it strong today. pineapple, coconut, Funky Buddha, hard seltzer. You got to visit the Funky Buddha tap room in Broward. It is, I'm telling you, this is top hard seltzer. Funky Buddha, hard seltzer, premium hard seltzer.
Broward's a big place. Like, you're so Miami that you just told me it's in Broward. Like, thank you. You told me fucking county. I appreciate it.
You're just like, bringing down the show, Solana. Just bringing it down.
That actually sounds good, though. I'm not going to lie.
I don't have a problem with Funky Buddha. I really don't.
No, but here's my
the
my
pineapple
is,
shit. And,
no, I mean, but here's the thing. My, I like pineapple. My issue is it's not with pineapple. Again, I have pineapple. I got coconut, but I got fucking rum in this. You know, I have other, I have right. alcoholic ingredients in this. So, like, I don't really care exactly what you got, but like, it's just the hard seltzer thing, man. You got to find a.
That's my thing. That's my thing.
You got to stop drinking wine coolers, man. You're grown.
You can no, be no. Hard sel- look, hard seltzers are respected now. That's a respected alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
Actually,
you're with
like
me.
They are.
You're with me, right, Cortez? You're with me.
I don't know that I'm with you on anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
this
you.
Hard, this yeah. hard seltzer as a respected alcoholic beverage. I feel like that's a...
it's not... It used to be in the category of Smirnoff Ice. Like, that used to
dude,
be...
Dude, it still is. Just no, because, not. Like, all it's of
not.
You...
And that's not a category it. You want to be in, by the way.
Just because it, all of you guys got no, together it, and decided
ascended.
That wine...
It ascended. It ascended.
A bunch of you guys got together, had a meeting, and said, let's make wine coolers cool again. And, like, it just, it's not working. Like, no one's impressed when you break out the White Claw. Like... We all know what's happening at that party. Like it's you know, it's a lot of tight jeans. And like I said before, anyway, let me go. Let me.
Man, you could tell. You could tell how much we want to talk about this.
Yeah, I want to get to the game. Cortez, what went? Are you don't want to talk. I just want to know, like, what do you think went wrong tonight?
Everything. No, I mean, I'm thinking of this when I'm a viewer and I'm watching you guys after they lose and. I'm watching you guys break down the game, and I'm like, let's talk drinks. So, but no, so game talk, like, no, I mean, look, man, it's Jimmy, Bam, and Goran. Like, those are the three you look at, and Goran in particular was awful. And, you know, Bam had six shot attempts at the end of the third quarter. Jimmy got his first free throws at, like, the end of the third quarter. He got his first shot at the end of the first. Like, what I'm describing is largely, like, a lack of effort and, like, just – being involved. And you know, Jimmy had that quote the other day about like, we get to the playoffs as a team, like, or the finals, like, I'll take over myself. And what you saw tonight was like the opposite of that, like a very passive night from a lot of those guys, whether it was what Eric said, which was they let their guard down because there wasn't stars there, or whether it's what, you know, Hot Take Harry, who, you know, whether they're not good enough, Hot Take Harry, go to hell.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, this game in the larger sense, it's irrelevant. It's still Heat in five. It's still, we're going to be holding the trophy at the end of the year. And, you know, it's it wasn't a fun watch is all. We got to drink it away is basically my takeaway.
Moose, hit us one time. Yeah, drink sure it away.
So. Yeah. The way no, he said
literally,
that.
Literally, just hit us, please.
Punch us in the face.
Got to hit him for the propaganda. Got to hit him one time with a drip drop.
Like, I'm trying not to get fucking mad and rant. Like, I want to leave it to
Chris. No, get mad and rant.
Yeah. And, like, you know, Cortez started off with Spo as the best coach in the game. I completely believe that. But holy shit, like, we can't keep starting these fourth quarters this way and then coming back in with Duncan, Nunn, and Jimmy and Bam. And, like, please, God, save us after you just let this team gain all this confidence in a 9-11 point lead. And now you are just... fucking there's nowhere there's not enough fucking time left. Like, you didn't put away a bad team early. You came out in the fourth quarter with Goran, I think Goran, Iggy, and Hero were all out there to start the fourth, and they were fucking terrible all goddamn game. Like, this is what I've been saying, like, all season. If Goran ain't right, this team can't go that far. Because if you look at the starters, if you're talking about plus minus, and you know, one single game plus minus, not a big deal. The starters were fine, even though Bam couldn't fucking rebound and save his life, even though Jimmy didn't get going till the second half, they still held their own. That bench unit, my God, that shit was a fucking bloodbath. Fucking Goodwin, I don't even know who the fuck that guy is, gets fucking superstar calls all night. Like, I cannot, like, what I was watching, I mean, fucking A. Like, you, Deadman has been like this revelation so far. Not even he could give you anything. Like, this bench unit is when they're awful, the Heat are awful. I mean, I've been saying put Goron in a fucking ice box to the second round. Shit. If we make the second round, like, we came in here, Cortez, we were going to dunk on Zach Lowe, like you said. We had some shit prepared to talk shit about the rest of the Eastern Conference, and holy shit, we embarrassed ourselves tonight. Like, did we jinx it, Moose? Like, is that what the fuck we did?
Well, I mean, I don't think we were jinxing it. I want to go back to what you were saying about Dragic. Like, I love him. Best point guard in Heat history. But we were saying all fucking year, especially at the start of the season, you're using up the Dragic minutes that you're going to need going into the postseason. And we're seeing it now. He has nothing left. We knew this was exactly what was going to happen. So did we jinx it? No, we were predicting this shit. Unfortunately, we're watching it play out.
Christian, I know you got some thoughts on the game. You had a stat you wanted to hit us with before we started, but you held it back to give it to us during the show. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, just to put into proper perspective the impact of the guys that the Hawks were missing tonight. They were missing Trae Young and Clint Capela, which were the two big guys that are two of their most impactful players. Trae Young's their best player. Clint Capela, you could argue, is their most impactful, especially in terms of on off. This season, when the Hawks don't have either of those guys on the court, in the games that they've both played, 388 minutes, and the Hawks have a minus 11.3 net rating. Just getting stomped. 115 defensive rating. How many points did the Heat score tonight?
103.
Pathetic.
Because the
absolutely
offense,
fucking pathetic.
The offense is broken, and it's really broken when Goron isn't right. And please God, Oladipo, come back soon. Solana, I know you're the bright ray of sunshine in this otherwise cloudy day. What do you got to try to make us feel better about this fucking loss?
I mean, I got my hard seltzer. Nah, seriously, this sucks. Like, you can't lose to Minnesota, and then you play San Antonio so well, which makes the Minnesota loss feel even shittier. And I'm with you. Like, I wanted to come on today. I want to dunk on Lowe, and I wanted to hear Parakeet just yell Heat in five nonstop. And it just doesn't feel the same when you lose to the effing Hawks without Trae Young and Clint Capela. It just doesn't feel the same. Like, I won't be the bright ray of sunshine today. This sucks.
It's not
the pits of hell.
Appreciate the honesty.
It's not the pits of hell.
I mean, losing to Atlanta in a game like you really could use.
This was worse than Minnesota, to Solana's point. I was talking about this with Brass earlier. Minnesota was more emotionally deflating, but this game was much more important for us going into the postseason. We needed to fucking win tonight. This was an important game.
It mattered. If there was ever – sorry, Alf. I was just going to – just
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
If there was ever a game where you wanted to see this team come out and show you they're determined when it matters, right? Jimmy gave us the spiel, just get me there, and what was it? And I got us, or whatever it was. Like,
yeah.
All right, well, how about you get us when we kind of need you to get us there? And I'm not doubting Jimmy. Like, that's not me hating on Jimmy, but come on,
no,
man.
None of us
Jimmy is going to regret not checking out the standings on the World Wide Web when it comes down to it, late, you know, when the season's up. Like, some of these wins this year are just so mind-numbingly stupid. And this
you would have been in fifth place tonight with a win. And it's not like the season's over, man. There's still 12 games left. Like, it is not complete doom and gloom. But, like, Cortez, when you lose these games that you need to win versus bad teams, because the Hawks without Trae Young and Capela are a bad team. They're barely a 500 team with those guys. Without them, they're a bad team. You have Jimmy. You have Bam. You know, you're riding a three-game win streak. This was a game to come in. Like, the Knicks fans are dancing in the fucking streets for being three games above 500, and, like, you had a chance to, you know, to move into fifth place, and you lay a fucking egg against the Hawks.
You guys have all been so negative. I'm ready to go the other way, honestly. Get over yourself dancing in the street. Like, you act like you've been there in the finals, which you haven't.
Mass spreader situation.
Leave again?
Yeah, he did.
He went to go celebrate with the Knicks.
Unbelievable, Solana.
Super spreader event situation over there. But anyway.
Did you guys hear 5-on-4 situation tonight?
Cortez, have you noticed the situation thing?
I'm distracted by Solana. What are you doing?
What did
this
he
time
say
it's worth it. This time doing? It's worth it. This time it's worth it.
The clapper. Baby. I love the clapper.
God, dude.
How about that? Vintage 06 La Bamba championship year, baby. Championship year. This time it was worth it. The prop was worth it this time. Al, come on. It was worth it this time.
I would not be opposed to you throwing him out for like 10 seconds.
No, he's already at 2 strikes. That's like a half strike.
I just need a break.
Oh, shit, this I didn't even do that.
With me. That was me.
I will say, points help. For at least being from the championship year. That's nostalgic.
I just need a break that he left the show to go get that fucking thing.
I know. Yeah, that's fucked up. That's not okay. One, I love how like he decided to leave because like, oh, a video is up. But like, if you look at where he is and where the video, he's not even covered by the fucking video.
He doesn't even come back.
Like, smooth move, Solana. Oh. Nice work.
And now you're muted and nobody can hear
you. Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Just useless.
He's Jesus, not even man. Muted. What the hell? Like, did you unplug your mic? Holy shit, man. You produce a fucking radio show, man.
I think he's faking it. I think he's pretending to talk.
I don't think he's faking.
Oh, look, you couldn't hear me? You couldn't hear me?
Oh my God.
He's fucking, no, he's fucking with us. This ass.
I was just telling Brass, maybe produce a little better. I mean, what do you want me to do?
yeah.
That was strike 3, 100%.
I might not let him back. You can ban him, honestly. I might not do it.
That was 3.
Do you guys want to play Who Kicked Our Ass? Or I mean,
I want to drink. Can we? Did we get any subs? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, let's go.
I need this, man.
Yeah, subs. We have, let's see, Eric the Great, 539, subscribed for 7 months. 7 more months. That's awesome. Right. Hey. Eric the Great gave out 3 tier 1 subs, and Vane Hype gifted a 1 month tier 1 sub, and Twisted Tapioca. Welcome back, Twisted. Gave out five tier 1 subs.
Nice. Yeah,
so, cheers, guys. Right.
That is awesome.
Twisted Tapioca, great dude. Shout out.
Shout out for the subs. Appreciate it. Gonna hit him one time with a drip drop.
Moose, do you have neighbors? Like, they must fucking hate you.
God. We actually hate each other. It's been a problem.
I wonder why.
They're dicks. Mm. No, they don't.
Done to you? I mean, like, you're the asshole in this situation.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm not. They just don't get it. They don't get it. Yeah.
They don't get why their next door neighbor just screaming drip drop on random nights.
Well, I mean, and they play music late into the night and stuff, and it's like we just don't get along. But you know, oh, Solana, that's. Welcome back.
Yay.
He's back.
Wow, Brass, you're feeling very...
I didn't say anything.
I let him back in.
I wasn't going to do it. I'm a man of my fucking word. I say you're not coming back in.
You're too nice, man.
He looks so sad off screen, and he was holding his little clapper by himself. It was fucking weird. I said, fuck it. Let him come back on. All right. So we wanted to...
As if you need another hand to beat off, dude. Go on. Whatever. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving.
Okay. Yeah.
Settle down. Yeah. Joe Rose made an appearance tonight.
We really wanted to go down to East Beach. Jesus Christ.
Wait, I don't get it. Explain that joke
to me. That's such like a nerdy deep cut, but if you get it, it was a good one. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Thank you.
We wanted to go down the Eastern Conference standings and let Cortez basically go off on each one of these teams and how he really truly feels about them. But I, at this point, I don't really know if we can talk a lot of shit about other teams. But there is one of Cortez's favorite punching bags that we do have something for. We have a game show for you tonight, Cortez. Are you ready?
Yeah, and by the way, I'm ready to talk shit about any team at any given time.
Okay,
let's go.
Let's start with the Brooklyn Nets. What do you got for the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, fuck the Brooklyn Nets. Like, they played 7 games together, and they want to go to the finals with them. Oh, let's play together in the finals. We'll figure it out. No, you're not. And by the way, watch out when you play the Miami Heat. Don't worry about tonight, because any other night the defense is elite. Tonight is a throwaway game. Doesn't count.
Brooklyn Nets. Checked it in my veins.
Okay.
There we go.
Everybody wants to give the Heat shit about not being healthy. Go give the Brooklyn Nets shit about that, because they played – 3 minutes together healthy.
Hamstrings.
Who's next?
Milwaukee Bucks.
Irrelevant. Like, the best you've got is PJ Tucker. He's fat and out of shape. He wouldn't, like, fit here in our culture. Like, get out of here. And it's Milwaukee. Like, cheese curds, that's the best. Like, come on, dude. Grokata's so much better.
The New York Knicks.
The worst franchise in the league, perhaps in all of sports. The most offensive fan base. Just honestly, losers, pathetic. I mean, like, across the street from Madison Square Garden is a boarded up Sparrow. That's like the best pizza shop in New York. New York pizza is pathetic. New York has a city pathetic. So, yeah, what else?
Right.
Atlanta Hawks. Right.
I'll get to it in a second because, you know, it didn't go so well tonight. Hold on.
Take a sip. It's all right.
Let's see. Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, I don't really. I mean, the MLK jerseys look kind of. I mean, Kevin Herter. I don't know.
Man.
Oh my God. I don't. Am I the one that's got to say that? Like,
it had to be said. It had to be said. Kevin Herter and Bojan Bogdanovic in MLK jersey just look weird. It's
milk jerseys.
Oh, here we go. We got one for you. The Boston Celtics.
See the very when you say Boston Celtics, like I just think of Bill Simmons, and I just want to like you know. And look with the I was thinking about this earlier. Like you ever seen like a father playing basketball with like a son or a daughter, and they like put the hand up to like their forehead, and the kid is like flailing and they can't move, and they're like, oh, that's what would happen if like Bam was guarding like Larry Bird. Like Larry Bird couldn't do shit, and he would just turn him to dust.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boston Celtics are honestly another pathetic franchise, which is honestly what I've called every franchise you've named. There's a lot of pathetic franchises.
I mean,
not
a lot of rings in the last 30 years with any of these franchises we've been talking about, to be honest with you. I was looking at the rest of the Eastern Conference. There's no one else to talk about except for one last team, your favorite, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, wah-wah. Welcome to wah-wah. Let's have some fucking hoagies and wah-wah.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping, and the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
All right, but we're going to go a little bit deeper on the Sixers. We have a game for you, all right? We're going to play it Jeopardy style. All right, Brash, you ready? Go ahead, play the intro.
Now it's time for you to test your knowledge. Are we talking about Miami or Philadelphia?
Okay, so I'm going to give you some facts about a city, and you're going to answer it in Jeopardy style. What is Miami or what is Philly? All
good
right?
Good job, Brass. This is excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So, the first one. This city is where a hitchhiking robot that was a Canadian social experiment about kindness was beaten and decapitated.
I mean, I don't know what this has to do with anything. What is Philadelphia?
That is definitely Philadelphia.
It's a good hard job. Game. Yeah.
This city is the only major U.S. city that was founded by a woman.
Solana, can I give out a guest answer? Go ahead.
Phone a friend. Phone a friend.
Phone a friend. Phone an enemy.
Miami.
What is Miami?
Yeah, yeah,
what
is. Just saying it. This isn't Jeopardy style.
Oh, it's Jeopardy. Oh, okay.
Sorry, Aaron Rodgers.
The GM of this city's NBA team was fired for having burner Twitter accounts.
Yeah, shout out Pablo Torre on that one. You know, what is the most pathetic franchise in all of Pennsylvania? The Philadelphia 76ers, yes. Cheaters. So go on, Bruce.
All right, this city boasts the largest cruise ship port in the world.
And the largest cocaine ship in the world. What is Miami, baby?
There we go.
A little culture.
The Travel Channel has rated a beach in this city as the number one beach in the U.S.
Wait, fuck it. Wait, really?
Let me Google. Do they have beaches in Philly?
No.
No. Okay. What is Miami? Yes.
What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Greatest city in the world. Go ahead.
All right. So this is a hard one. Someone ate actual horse manure after this city's NFL team won the Super Bowl.
Oh, was that in Hialeah? No, I was gonna say, what is Philadelphia?
Oh, y'all get yep. Hialeah was close, but Philadelphia. That's right.
Is that true? Is that true? Somebody ate horse shit after.
Yes, only in Philadelphia would they do something like that.
Was it horse shit or just like a sub from Wawa?
I mean, who could really tell? The video was grainy. Because of its mild weather, ocean setting, and extensive resort facilities, this city is one of the great tourist centers of the world.
Mm. Again, with the ocean, the weather. That sounds a lot like not Pennsylvania. I'm gonna go South Beach.
I mean, you are good at this game.
Now, this is phenomenal.
I've been practicing.
This is the last question. This city's NFL stadium used to have an actual courtroom in it because of its criminal fans.
No way.
Now look. Not a fan.
That's actually a really tough one. That's
not a fan of jailing people, particularly for stupid crimes. But I say this not lightly, but perhaps factually. All Philadelphia fans should be jailed. And the answer to this question, what is Philadelphia?
That is boom. Two correct answers there. There we go. Perfect.
Now you were 8 for 8 on that.
Holy shit, man. That was impressive. I when I was setting up this game and doing the imaging for it, my son walked in and he was like, oh, what are you doing? And I was doing stuff with the Liberty Bell. And he pointed out something to me that I hadn't heard in a long time, that there's a fucking typo on the Liberty Bell.
What?
Nice. That's hilarious.
Oh, Gianni was around back then too?
Yeah. Has one N on Pennsylvania.
Like a bunch
fucking
of
mouth breathers.
Oh, didn't they just fix the crack? Right? Like, just fix it.
it's a pretty decent
points were made.
Yeah,
it's not. He's
I mean,
not
yeah,
wrong.
Clearly they didn't have the budget to fix it. So
it's not wrong. They also have one of the worst infrastructures in the country. I was looking up Philadelphia facts all day, and those were actually the highlights.
That sounds terrible.
Those were the highlights. Those were the best things I found out about that city.
Also, Philly cheesesteaks in Philadelphia suck.
Overrated.
Yeah,
I said it.
Philly cheesesteaks in Miami. And Broward.
Hungry Bear better.
And Broward. Hungry Bear better. Right. And Broward better.
Miami Subs or Miami Grill, whatever they call it. Better cheesesteak than in Philly.
Yep.
I said it.
I agree.
Don't fucking put Cheese Whiz on my sandwich, asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like Cheese Whiz. I'm not with you there. I'm just kind of like here to shit on. Cheese Whiz is how you eat the sub. What do you put on it? Provolone? American? What are you doing?
Yeah, white American on a... Yeah.
A little provolone.
Cheese Whiz. Oh, my.
A little baby Swiss. I go baby Swiss.
I feel like that's like
pepper jack.
Baby Swiss isn't bad. Gives it a little, you know...
Right.
I feel like Cheese Whiz is like gutter food. Like, don't give me Cheese Whiz on my food. Like,
this got weird.
The Philly cheesesteak slander is where you draw the line, Brass?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I just we're talking about Philly too much. It's making me uncomfortable.
Okay,
can I just say, though, that Cortez, masterclass right there in just spitting out shit. Like the way that you just went through all the teams. I mean, Dylan, parakeet, spit hot fire, drip drop.
I don't have a drink ready.
All right, briefly, well, Moose, let's talk about, there is an episode in the last few months, listeners of this show may be aware, where it was your birthday. Okay.
Yes, and the big 31.
I would say for me, like over the last couple of years, that night would mark the single drunkest person I witnessed. I don't, like, you were belligerently drunk, and I spent a good amount of time, like, just making clips that I ended up deleting on your behalf because you were so drunk. I don't know if you've rewatched it.
I haven't rewatched the entire thing. I've seen the stuff that people send me on Twitter. It looks like it was a great show. I don't remember much of it, but yeah.
I recommend you, when you rewatch it, look at Tiff's face and Siobhan's face. They are horrified by everything you're doing.
I did see
They're disgusted by you. And it was a wonderful night. So good performance by you. Belated happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. It was fun from what I remember or from what they tell me.
I do not enjoy going back and watching episodes where we're shit-faced, where I'm shit-faced. Like, so, I don't know. I don't know if you are going to ever do that, Moose, but it's rough. It's a rough watch.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite is when I'm slurring by the 30-minute mark, and you can barely hear what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm just glad, I'm glad we don't record the shit after we finish the stream. And
yes.
We keep on talking for the second time we had Cody on.
Cody.
And, oh my God.
Trooper, man.
We went
he hung
for
in
like
there.
Another hour plus after that.
Yeah, we did a 2-hour show and then he was on with us for another hour.
And that's when I passed out. I legit passed
out. Yeah, you were slumped on your desk. Like all you could see was the arch of Brass's back just slumped over on his desk.
Not great.
This is going to be really great for our livers, guys.
Mm. Yeah.
This is nobody wants to talk about this game, huh? Because I keep like trying to go back to it. Like I go back and look at the box score. I'm like,
I got some stuff on Rohan. If you want me to slander Rohan,
oh yeah, go ahead, go off on Rohan.
So how many people here follow Rohan on Instagram? You guys all follow him
on Instagram? I think I do.
Oh, Instagram, yeah.
I don't know. For those watching, go follow him now. If you don't, you'll
little
be
Rosie Burke.
Yeah. So
that's it.
Rohan, like, we got you, dude. We got you. Every time you eat, you're going to take a fucking bite of it and show me the inside of it with your little artisan thing.
Yeah.
Like, we got you, dude. You took a bite of
it. But that's the only way you can know if the food was prepared properly.
Just enough with the artful bite of the photo. Just show me the photo of the whole meal like a normal person.
Why not use a knife? You know, cut it proportionally.
You know,
that's a good point. Don't take pictures of your food.
Oh, stop.
Go ahead.
Listen,
Come on.
Sometimes the food is picture worthy, Al.
Fuck it. I don't know. Maybe my age is
showing.
Maybe my fucking age is showing, but fuck. Like, this idea of taking pictures of your food, just fucking eat. Like, this is nonsense to me.
Idea of streaming your proposal, like, just get down on a knee and do
it. Wow, wait a second. Hold on.
I was going to say,
drip drop.
You know, Cortez, what's so great about this entire conversation is you and I will just never, other than heat propaganda, we'll just never see eye to eye because I know exactly what you're talking about. Rohan was in New York like 2 weeks ago. He took a picture of every single meal he ate and you just now ripped him for it. I respect that. I DM'd him at that night and I said, you had the best feed on Instagram today. And that's not a lie. That is, you could text
Solana. And here's where we get to the interesting part.
I really believe that.
Here's where we get to the interesting part.
And I wasn't kissing ass. I genuinely believe.
Solana, I want to see. Hold on. Show us the messages, right?
Little column A, little column B. But go on, Ryan.
The interesting part, I did the same thing.
Let's go.
I messaged him and told him how great the photos were. And now I'm fucking ripping them for like a stupid thing.
I respect that. Shit.
This is, maybe it's my age showing. I don't understand any of this shit. Like, yes, I did put my proposal on Instagram.
I wrote him back to the eating photo and just wrote, yes, King, yes.
I wrote, I don't know if you could see it, but I wrote, yeah, you do New York City the right way. Your story today is fire.
One time for the fake love, drip drop.
Brass, I feel like we are so out on this conversation.
I mean, I might have taken like 3 or 4 photos in my entire lifetime of the food I've had. Yeah,
I don't think I don't know
that
if
bomber
I ever
jacket.
Had.
Brass, enjoy your food, bro. Like
I no, do enjoy actually, my food. I love eating my food. I love the food. I admittedly I think I have probably taken more pictures of drinks that were made for me, like at good bars, though, than food. So Brass, I get you, it. So I get it.
Are you a selfie guy? I can't, like, I know I follow you on Instagram, but I can't remember. Are you a selfie guy?
I don't think I've
guy?
Ever no. seen Brass take a selfie.
No. I'll take family selfies. I'll take them with my kids and stuff like that, but my wife, but, like, no, I don't, no. Not my thing.
Because, you know, there's always
those
that person.
Regular pictures. Yeah.
There's that person on Instagram that always take, like, their entire feed is just selfies of, like, it's the same picture. They're just wearing a different shirt. It's a different day, but all their pictures are just them like this. Like, it's
yeah,
always
it's Mark
a selfie.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Mark Jackson takes a lot of selfies.
Dude, you never seen like when Joy Taylor posts like, you know, like a hot pic or something, and everybody in the replies is posting the pic of Mark Jackson's IG, which is just a bunch of selfies of himself.
I have never seen that. I didn't know that existed.
Oh god.
Yeah. Yeah, you kids and your Instagrams and your TikToks. Brass, let's go to Miami Heat movie.
Oh, we're doing this? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, nobody wants to do Who Kicked Our Ass. Nobody wants to talk
about
the
rebounding. You don't
want
to do Who Kicked Our Ass? Really?
No.
I just want to say, I think we can officially state that if we had re-signed Solomon Hill, we would have had a couple more wins on the board this year.
I mean, Solomon Hill was giving it to us tonight.
Yeah, I tweeted tonight that the Heat should have extended Solomon Hill. They traded both of those dudes at the same time, and they extended the wrong one.
But didn't they give Myers Leonard his money?
Yes, they did. That's true. That's
but who,
very
and
good
who,
point.
We traded Myers Leonard for who? I'm like losing track. Was it Bielitsa?
Oh, Ariza.
Oh, see, it worked out.
Yeah.
You kind of need
Bielitsa, Ariza. I don't know about that
bro.
One, though.
Ooh, buddy.
He can't even get in the fucking game. And your bench is giving you nothing. Bielitsa, KZ, all these guys can't even get in the fucking game. Let's do the Miami Heat movie, Brass. Nobody wants to talk about the game.
Okay. So I don't know if you've been keeping up with this one, Ryan. So we are casting the Miami Heat movie. So we've been throwing a whole bunch of people. We want to win awards. Like this, that's how this started off. We want to win. We're the Miami, the best at everything. So we're gonna win some
Oscars.
Exactly. Well, and with the Oscars, are they this weekend? The Oscars, Moose?
Sunday night.
Jesus, I didn't see a
Stay
damn thing
for
this year.
A special stream beat.
Or not. No, it's fine. You know, stream beat. Yeah, whatever. I liked your stream beat takeover on Heat Beat yesterday.
Thank
that was
you.
Funny. Anyway, so four. We're going to go down the list, people. So for Pat Riley, we have Al Pacino. Oh, man, I've had too much to drink now. This is you got to help me out with some of these. Okay, for Andy Ellisberg, we have Jonah Hill. Okay.
Yeah.
For Mickey Arison, we have Brian Cox.
That one's too damn good.
It's
yeah,
so
I
perfect.
Agree.
It might be the best one.
For Udonis Haslam, we have Sam Jackson.
Who else?
For Myers Leonard, we have Ed Norton from American History X. For
That's
Tyler
a little
Hero,
too on the nose that one.
Dangerous game.
Yeah, listen, I regret nothing.
That one makes me uncomfortable.
I see why. For Tyler Hero, we have what's Spider-Man? What's his fucking
Tom
name?
Holland.
Tom Holland. Thank you.
I was about to say Tobey Maguire. I think I'm drunk too, Brass.
Yeah. Well, Drip Drop Friday and all. Okay. For Chris Quinn, we have DJ Qualls. Also one of my favorite ones.
That's good.
He's in one of my favorite underrated movies, The New Guy. Sneaky underrated DJ.
Ooh,
so
yeah. Oh, yeah. And holds yeah. up.
Well, yeah. The movie is like a 20 on Rotten Tomatoes. It should be an 85. Like,
it's a great,
super watch.
Yeah,
great
yeah,
movie.
Yeah. Great you're movie. Absolutely right. For Tony Fiorentino, we have Dennis Farina.
Perfect.
Who is Dennis Farina?
Dennis Farina is he's an awesome actor. He's dead now, so
he's
I don't know.
A lot of cop shows. It's
gonna be tricky to have him play him in the movie. But yeah, he did. He started acting when he was like in his 40s. And yeah, he was like a Chicago cop. But he's
Lots
awesome.
Lots of mob
he,
movies.
He was in. Did you ever see Get Shorty? Okay.
Nope.
Cool. Moving on. for Eric Reed, we have Stanley Tucci.
Perfect.
For Jason Jackson, we have Kenan Thompson.
That's still my favorite.
I think that is my favorite.
For John Crotty, we have The Situation.
It works.
I don't know. So do you know about The Situation thing? You familiar with The Situation thing? Ryan?
What? Oh, Alpha's asked me about this earlier. That was when Solana distracted
right,
me.
But are, right, yeah, I know Solana derailed it. But are you familiar with the whole Situation thing this year?
No. What is this?
Okay, pause.
Okay, please, yes.
Free. I have some sounds here. And this is all from one game. Okay, let's see.
A short clock situation. A switch situation. Travel situation. Wide open situation.
And then earlier from the game before,
scramble situation. That's a blow by situation.
Every game, I have like 20. Queued
I just
up.
Want you to know I remember when you played that for another guest and you didn't nail it and you didn't play the right clip.
Yeah,
and that was my.
Yeah, that was actually funny. I remember that.
So you nailed it this time. That's what I was looking for when I heard
I did.
The other
that clip. One was unplanned. That was unplanned because that was we wanted the clips in context at the time. I didn't have them like all clipped. I need people to be quiet on this one because I cut this one up last time and I need to replay this one. So no one say anything. Let this play out. I think this is great. This is John Crotty in the last game.
Bam 6'9". He's got to go at Johnson. It's just too much size and strength. And Bam's got to keep pounding it inside like that. Love that move by him with the right hand. Nothing soft about that.
It's a wordplay situation.
That was not one clip. You spliced that up and you brought
it
together.
No,
I spliced a couple clips together, okay? Anyway, for Justice Winslow, we have Tay Diggs. For Michael Beasley, we have Snoop Dogg. For Kelly Olynyk, we have Jason Mewes from Jay and Silent Bob. Alf loves this one. This is one of our more polarizing ones. For Mario Chalmers, we have Martin Lawrence.
That's perfect. I don't know why people get so mad about that one.
It looks like you shaved his chin or something a little, right?
It's just, it's the original. It's we're moving on. Anyway, so for Juwan Howard, Will Smith. I mean, that one is just like, that's...
Perfect.
It's absolutely perfect.
Will
perfect.
Smith, by the way, incredibly overrated. Like, we'll keep it moving. Oh, but just,
come on.
No, actually, God. I'm gonna side with Cortez on this.
Good
one,
God.
Stop. Yes. Stop.
The single most overrated
he
actor.
He wishes he was Denzel, if we're being
it's
real.
Debatable.
I mean, everybody wishes they were Denzel. Jeez,
I mean,
stop.
Okay. Whatever.
Fucking Hancock. I Am
You've
Legend.
Hancock?
Like,
I mean,
he's
on.
Been on a bad stretch.
Those are two amazing movies. You just named two amazing movies.
I actually like I Am Legend, but Hancock.
Hancock is one of the worst movies ever.
Like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's a Philly show. Get it out of here.
Single-handedly puts him into the Hall of Fame. Single-handedly puts him into the Hall of Fame. Come on. Come on.
Quick question. I'm sorry. Okay, go no.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
No, 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 no. Get
no,
your
the,
question
okay.
off.
Okay, so people were talking. This I'm going way off topic, but people were asking who's the best rapper turned actor: Queen Latifah, Ice Cube, Will Smith, LL Cool J. I'm trying to think of anybody else.
Mark Wahlberg.
Damn.
I mean, yeah, Mark Wahlberg doesn't count.
Shit, though. That's
or who's
not bad.
Who was the most successful?
Oh, Lil Dicky. That's another good one, actually. I'm only naming the white guys.
I said it was Will Smith.
Well, look, if you're going off that list, you have to give it to Will Smith.
No,
you have to. That's
actor turned rapper or rapper turned
rapper
actor?
Rapper turned actor.
Actor.
It's probably LL, no? Is he not? It, like,
I mean, LL has not done anything.
I don't think
level
he has a body
Will
of work
Smith
to compare
it. I actually like NCIS Los Angeles.
But LL, what was LL's biggest movie that Sharp?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
21 Jump Street for LL. Or, excuse me, for Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Yeah,
I mean, Ice Cube's not bad. Ice Cube's
but
not
Queen,
bad.
I think it has to be between Queen Latifah and Will Smith.
It's Will Smith.
Yeah. It's Will, I think it's Will Smith.
Queen Latifah has an Oscar, though, doesn't she?
Like a family?
No, she doesn't have an Oscar. She was nominated for an Oscar.
Queen Latifah did Get Right with Dwayne Wade in common. So
that
I'm
takes her off
there.
The list completely.
Because
that
anyway,
movie was fucking horrible. Okay, sorry, get back to it.
For Jimmy Butler, we have Jamie Foxx.
Very good.
For Duncan Robinson, we have, what's his fucking
Michael
face?
Michael
Cera.
Yeah, Michael Cera. Thank you. Speaking of Bielitsa, for Nemanja Bielitsa, we have Jason Segel.
That's good.
I don't know why he's in the movie.
Same, it's the same body chemistry there. It's a body. Yeah, it's a weight situation. For Eric Spoelstra, we have Randall Park.
That one's polarizing too. People call
it
this
is very polarizing. For the lady who flipped off Joaquin Noah, we have Meryl Streep.
That is so
one scene,
terrible.
But she steals the film.
Yes,
that's it. No, that's it. That's all you need.
So much range, though.
For purple shirt guy, we have Michael Rapaport.
Oh, that's perfect. So good.
For Dwayne Wade, we have Omar Epps.
That and people don't like this one, and I don't understand it.
I don't know. Is that whose hairline is that? Like, that's why I feel that's a really good.
That's
one.
Where the magic thank of the you. Movies comes in.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not even going to answer that. For Ron Rothstein, we have Larry David.
Larry David.
For Gabe Vincent, we have David Diggs.
Oh, that's great.
Which is
I
really
just
good
love
one.
The fact Gabe actor. Vincent and Bea Leitz are in this movie.
I'm here for that one.
Listen, we're doing some deep cuts. For Joel Anthony, we have Terry Crews.
The Warden.
For Bam Adebayo, someone suggested this. We have Aldis Hodge. I don't really know much about Aldis Hodge.
One Night in Miami.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Okay. Yeah.
For Goran Dragic, we have Daniel Brühl.
From Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Right.
Yeah, the thing is that he always plays a Nazi.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, he's playing Nazi in Falcon Winter Soldier.
It's called acting, all right? Yeah. He's just taking the role. Yeah.
So, Cortez.
Eastern European grit we're looking for.
Cortez, we were saying we want to win awards, so Oscars aren't enough. We wanted some Tonys. So, for Justin Hamilton, we have Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Very good.
That's so... doesn't make any sense, and I love it.
This... For Dion Waiters, we have Tracy Morgan.
Oh, I forgot.
Do it, Alf.
Get somebody pregnant.
That's so bad.
Cheese.
I love that. That's one of my favorite limited.
That's my limited
Tracy
fake.
I love it.
Philly cheese. Kobe Wayne. I'm out of here.
For Ira Winderman, we have Gilbert Gottfried. Moving on. For Josh McRoberts, we have Jared Leto.
So I once saw Gilbert Gottfried in the streets of New York, and I'm ashamed that I chased after him and started yelling, Gilbert.
Really?
What do you want from me?
He didn't respond.
Like, what?
But I was just, I was like, oh my God, it's Gilbert Gottfried. And I chased after him, which is not something you're supposed to do in New York.
No, you definitely don't want to do that. That's okay. For Stan Van Gundy, we have Ron Van Jeremy. For Chris Bosch, we have Jay Farrow. For Ronnie Cycli, we have John Hamm.
How many years are we covering in this film?
We're doing the whole damn thing. It might just be a miniseries.
It's been a long season.
I know, this is too damn many of these things. For Birdman, we have Jake Busey. For Wayne Ellington, we have Chiwetel Ejiofor.
That's actually good. That's a good one.
Not bad, yeah.
For speaking of rappers, for Mike Miller, we have Mark Wahlberg.
Did you do that like just now?
No, I had that. I had that before.
Thanks for watching the show, Chris.
Yes.
I lost my shoe.
Last time we did Dwayne Dedman. Mostly as a joke, just because, he's such a young, strapping-looking person, even though he's 31, but he doesn't really look it. We had Sidney Poitier, but all kidding aside, we have Morgan Freeman. That's him. We might just keep that one up. And then last one, we're actually going to this is a recast for Bam Adebayo. We have Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
Which that I think is a little, like I think it's a little more fitting, personally.
I like it.
But anyway.
Nobody knows who the other guy is.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously he's like a better actor, but I felt like the other guy was more accurate.
I think Mahershala brings more intensity.
I mean,
but yeah, and I think we need to have guys where people aren't going to be like, who? Because that's not fun.
It's fair. Yeah,
that's not fun. I don't really care.
The best one is Tracy Morgan as Deion Waiters.
Yeah, that one it fits in so many ways.
I took a gummy.
Oh man. Yeah.
Tyler Johnson gave it to me. Sorry.
That's Miami Heat movie. So again, send your suggestions in and really think about your suggestions. You know, send them to us. And Ryan, I'm open for suggestions.
Part of the humor of that segment is that you have 50,000 of them. Like there's a part where it's like, and the next guy is the bald Heat security guy, and the next guy is the eighth offensive. Like, the fuck are you doing? How many of them can you possibly make? It's impressive, and it's like a lot of scope.
There's a lot of games in a season.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A lot of content to get through.
We're going to do the whole entire Miami Heat beat staff as well. So this will carry us through at least 2024. That's what I'm hoping.
Ryan, for you, I have the Heat schedule here, and I think I have your prediction. And this is like a new thing they're doing. So, do you agree with this?
Oh, of course. I mean, Heat in five. I think if you went game by game, we could just www.
Do that World Wide Web.
That one's tough. Let me think about it. W. Okay. www. Let me think about this one. That one's. I don't know about that. www.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the season. Heat in five. W.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.